Let's welcome him in. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
And good morning. How are you?
Very good. I've given you the degree, the Master of Meteorology.
Well, that's really nice. Thank you. I didn't have to go to school for it either.
Well, you've been to school for it.
Well, not for a master's.
As far as I'm concerned, all the time you have in being a meteorologist, they should just give you the damn thing.
Yeah, that's true. Without having to study everything exactly. Yeah, boy, that's a good point. Well, I don't think anybody's going to do that, but that's beside the point at this stage of the game. I don't think it would change anything to you.
No, but the National Weather Service has issued an official
wind chill advisory.
Wind chill advisory.
I wonder when it's going to go to a wind chill warning.
I would think probably by later on this afternoon, I would think.
It will just be bitterly cold.
It's not going to be a long one, right? That cold spell, right?
No, it'll be a couple of days, which is longer than we have seen. So definitely a couple of days, no doubt about that. And, the worst of it, I think, coming tomorrow and tomorrow night. So you definitely have to get ready for that. But let's go through the forecast day by day. Today, variably cloudy and windy, low 30s. There could be some flurries. They're streaming off the lakes. Most of the time, they don't reach us, but they could. Tonight, clear, windy, icy, cold, 5 above. Sunny with icy winds, 15 to 20 Friday. Tomorrow night, anywhere from 0 to 5 above. Saturday, sunny and cold, 25 to 30. Sun followed by clouds, 25 to 30 Sunday. Snow comes in Sunday night and snow on Monday. So I think we're in for a nor'easter, folks, and it looks to me like we're going to probably wind up with plowable snow Sunday night and Monday.
Plowable many times?
That depends on what model we use. But the Euro, as you recall yesterday, if you were listening to us yesterday, the Euro was telling us we weren't going to get any snow.
Yeah.
It was going to the south of us. Well, the Euro has come around now and is starting to give everybody snow, which leads me to believe that in the next couple of runs, hopefully it'll all get together. But just to give you an idea of the variance of, I mean, for us, it's not all that great. If I were to take the lowest computer model accumulation, which is the Euro, then it's 5-6 inches. If I were to go to the American model, which is in the middle of the road, it's 6-7 inches. Then if I go to the Canadian, it's closer to a foot. However, the Canadian, get this, for places like JFK, it's giving them 2 feet. This is the Canadian. And for the White Mountains, a foot and a half. Green and White Mountains, foot and a half. White Plains, 22 inches. So the Canadian seems to be overzealous, but I know what they're doing now. I see what's happening. The storm that we're talking about is out on the West Coast right now, folks. It's going to move eastward across the Rockies. On Saturday, we'll find that storm in Missouri. On Sunday, the storm will move toward Ohio, at which time a secondary storm will begin to form along the Mid-Atlantic coast as a nor'easter. That storm, now according to the Euro, will do its typical track toward Cape Cod, up to the Canadian Maritimes. That's it. But the other models are saying that when it gets to around Cape Cod, it's going to get involved in a block to the north, and it's going to encircle around itself. So by doing that, the precipitation continues into Tuesday. And that's one of the reasons why the Canadian is so much more in the way of snowfall than the other models. So if the storm gets blocked and rotates around itself, we're going to get a lot. If it doesn't, it can be, quote, a typical nor'easter. And a typical nor'easter for us
is usually six to ten.
You're right. Absolutely right, Marshall. 6 to 10 is the usual thing. So that's what we're dealing with. Kind of interesting, huh?
It's going to be, well, it'll be fun to watch over the weekend. And your weekend guys, you'll be putting them on the hot seat. They got to earn their.
They're definitely going to have a rough one. Yeah.
They got to earn their dough this weekend.
Yeah.
Not just sitting around looking at maps and going, "Huh, partly cloudy, partly sunny."
Right. So they have a they have a lot to do. I have to tell you that yesterday at 9 o'clock, Verizon arrived. Remember, I told you I was replacing my cable. Wait to hear this story. It's small. Very, very nice man. He was here once before. He was here when I first moved in. And immediately when I opened the door, he goes, "You're the weather guy." I said, "Yeah, I am." And he goes, "Yeah, I remember." I said, "Well, you put in most of the wires, but when you put in most of the wires, there wasn't a thing in this room." And he looked around. He goes, "Oh, I see." I said, "So, now this is for the home." And he goes, "Yeah, but the guys that were here on Monday, when they saw the wires outside, they assumed that they didn't have to run any because they were already ran." He said, "But that was your business." He goes, "So now I had to dispatch trucks, and they'll be coming down to run the wire about 400 feet. I said, "Is that going to mess things up?" He goes, "Shouldn't." About 15 minutes later, he came out. He goes, "The trucks are here. They're already working on it." I said, "Okay, great. So he left at 2, and he got everything done. And it was real, real nice. Nice, neat job. No problems. And then I picked up the phone to call my ex-cable provider.
Yeah.
And when they heard I was canceling, "Please hold on," they shipped me to the promotions department. A very lovely girl, Crystal. And she says, "How can I help you?" And I told her. She goes, "Oh," she says, "I would be more than happy to give you 1 month free for all the trouble you went through." I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Yeah, because, you know, I could do that. I'm in the promotions department." I said, "It's too late." She goes, "Oh, you already got your phones replaced?" I said, "I got my phones, internet, and TV replaced." She goes, "Oh." She goes, "All right, I'm going to cancel the service." And she said, "Just remember, if you want to come back, call me, and I will give you the same promotion." I said, "Okay, fine." That was the end of it. Too late. Not soon enough.
Yeah, that's where, and you look at businesses nowadays. That's where business sense just it doesn't exist anymore. Businesses are too hard line. They don't try to keep businesses. Yep. If they make a mistake, and everybody makes mistakes, they don't answer those mistakes by trying to keep you. It's the same thing with a lot of car dealers. They take it for granted that there's fewer car dealers around, blah, 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 blah. So they've got, they don't. The consumer nowadays has the ultimate control and can do things like this. And you don't understand why a major corporation like that would lose a customer like that. Just like when you were going to get, once again, your Toyota again. You don't understand where somebody's been a customer or yours forever, and you just let them go away. It doesn't make sense.
I agree with you. And you remember what happened with me with my Toyota Highlander. Yeah. Do you know that to this day, they're still sending me the cards to bring in my Toyota for free gas, for free oil change and all of that? Mm-hmm. So they have not updated their records. But I never, ever heard from corporate. I sent them the letter telling them how upset I was and unhappy. Never heard a thing.
You know, it's funny. When I had I've had Volkswagens now for a while, and I've got a Ford now too, but I bought a Volkswagen Hybrid, for the first one they made, and I had a lot of problems with it. They repaired that car totally free, replaced the engine, replaced everything 3 times, and then when I was getting ready to get out of the car, because of all the trouble I went through with that car, and they had given me great service. It wasn't, you know, they. When I got my, at the time, it was a 2017, a brand new Passat that was fully loaded. It was around $38,000. I bought it for $32,000. They wanted to keep me as a customer. Mm. And more businesses should be like that, but they aren't. They aren't.
I know. Lessons to be learned, right? Yeah. Exactly. So in the meantime, that is it. I mean, so get ready. You have cold. Stinging cold at that, and then that should be followed by a winter storm Sunday night and Monday. So we have lots of fun, don't we, Marshall, in store for us.
So when I get up tomorrow morning, what should the temperature be?
Around 5.
And probably dropping.
I hope not. I mean, by Saturday morning, it should be closer to zero. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll make sure I got my woolies on.
Yeah, do that.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.